The Miracle of Peter's Rescue. At that time, King Herod arrested some believers and intended to harm them. He killed James, the brother of John, by the sword. When he saw that this pleased the Jews, he decided to arrest Peter also. This was during the days of the festival of unleavened bread. When he arrested him, he put him in jail and handed him over to four squads of guards, each squad having four soldiers. He was intending to present him for public trial after the Passover festival. So Peter was in jail under constant guard. As for the believers, they were lifting up fervent prayers to God for him. When Herod was going to present him for trial the next morning, Peter was sleeping that night between two guards, bound with two chains. In front of the gate, there were soldiers guarding the jail. Suddenly, an angel of God appeared there, and the jail cell was filled with light. The angel struck Peter on the side, woke him up, and said to him, "Get up immediately!" And the two chains fell off his hands. Then the angel told him, "Tighten your belt and put on your sandals." So he did. Then the angel said to him, "Now put on your robe and follow me." So Peter went out, following the angel. He supposed he was seeing a vision. He didn't realize that what the angel was doing was real. The angel and Peter passed the first guard post, then the second, and they reached the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, so they went out through it. After walking down one street, the angel suddenly left him. At that point, Peter returned to his senses and said, "Now I know for sure that the Messiah sent his angel and saved me from Herod's grasp and from all that the Jewish people had been awaiting." When he realized this, he went to the home of Mary, the mother of John, also known as Mark, where a large number of people had gathered and were praying to God. He knocked at the outer door, and a servant girl named Rose came to answer. She recognized Peter's voice, but she didn't open the door. Because of the intensity of her joy, instead, she ran inside and said, "Peter is standing at the door." They said to her, "You're crazy." But she insisted that it was true. So they said to her, "It's his angel." As for Peter, he continued knocking. When they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. He gestured to them with his hand to keep silent, and he related to them how the Lord had brought him out of jail. Then he said, "Tell James and the brothers about this." Then he left and went to another place. When daylight came, there was serious turmoil among the guards, and they asked each other, "What happened to Peter?" When Herod asked for him and didn't find him, he interrogated the guards, then gave orders for their execution. After that, Herod went from the region of Judea to Caesarea and stayed there for some time. The death of Herod. Now Herod was very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon. So a delegation of them came to him and won over Blastus, the administrator of the king's affairs, and requested reconciliation because their lands were getting their supply of food from his kingdom. On an appointed day, Herod put on his royal robes and sat on the throne, making a speech to them. The people were shouting, "This is the voice of a god, not the voice of a man." An angel of God struck him at once, because he did not give the glory to God. Worms ate him, and he died. The word of God kept spreading and bearing fruit. After Barnabas and Saul finished their ministry, they returned from Jerusalem, taking with them John, also known as Mark.